Bang, 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 bang. Let's go Celtics. That's the Garden crowd last night as the Celtics pulled away from the Washington Wizards in Game 7 of their Eastern Conference semifinal series. The Celtics won by 10, 115-105, and now move on to face the defending champs, the Cleveland Cavaliers, in the Eastern Conference Finals. WBUR Sports and Society reporter Shira Springer was at last night's game and joins us this morning to tell us more. Good morning, Shira.
Good morning, Bob.
So take us back to the Garden last night. What was the atmosphere like with the game on the line in the fourth quarter?
Well, I don't think there was a single fan that sat down in the fourth quarter from the start of the quarter until the game finished. The Celtics actually looked like they had the game in hand early in the fourth. They were up by 13 points, but then the Wizards made it a two-possession game, and you could tell fans were getting a little bit nervous. You know, it was a winner-take-all, and they weren't quite sure if the Celtics had enough to pull it out. They started chanting defense every time the Wizards took the ball down the court, and they were just hoping that the Celtics could stage another big run like the one that put them up 13. And that's pretty much when Kelly Olynyk went to work.
Kelly Olynyk, the 7-foot backup center for the Celts, he came off the bench and was pretty much the hero of Game 7, right?
Yep, that Kelly Olynyk. And, you know, if before the game, if you'd asked me, you know, if there was a Celtics player who'd emerge and be the hero of a big Game 7, Olynyk was probably among the last players I would have picked. But he played so well in the fourth quarter and was just hitting shots from everywhere that fans were even chanting, Kelly, Kelly, at one point in the fourth. It's usually Isaiah Thomas that gets that kind of support embraced from the fans and hears his name chanted. But here's what Thomas had to say about how Olynyk played in the fourth in Game 7.
Kelly was MVP tonight. He did it all. He made three-pointers. He took it to the hole. He played really tough, and he's a big reason why we won tonight.
Olynyk scored 14 of his career playoff high 26 points during a single three-and-a-half-minute stretch in the fourth quarter, so you can see why Thomas thought he was the MVP.
Wow, 14 points in 3.5 minutes. Was Olynyk as surprised as everyone else with his performance?
I don't think he quite expected it, but, you know, he knew going into the game, as did the other bench players, that the bench would really have to step up. And here's what he said, Olynyk said, about what it was like to have a career game in Game 7.
You know, it was unbelievable, especially to do it in front of our fans, for the city of Boston. And, you know, it was unbelievable to be in there and feel that energy and, you know, feel that enthusiasm and, you know, the passion that, you know, 20,000 people had, and just thrive off that.
And the Celtics are going to need more of that from Olynyk and more from the bench players, need them stepping up when they head to the Eastern Conference Finals, especially if they're going to have a chance against LeBron James and the Cavaliers.
All right, so let's look ahead to the Cavs then. The series starts tomorrow night at the Garden. As the number one seed, the Celtics have the home court advantage. Do they have a shot at beating the defending champs in a best-of-seven series, do you think?
Sure, they have a shot, but it's a pretty long shot. The Cavaliers are defending NBA champions, but it's actually more than that. They enter the conference finals, the Cavaliers do, with 9 days rest, and that's so crucial in these playoff series. The Celtics will have 1 day to rest and prepare for the Cavaliers. And to beat the Cavaliers, the Celtics are going to have to figure out, obviously, a way to contain LeBron James, at least for part of each game. And the Celtics are also going to need to slow down the Cavaliers' scoring. During the regular season, the Cavaliers averaged 116 points per game against the Celtics. But the good news is the Celtics do relish the underdog role, and they have that going for them as the series start. And, you know, you never know who might emerge as the hero of the Eastern Conference Finals and surprise the Cavaliers. It was Olynyk last night, but it could be somebody else emerging in the future. And let's not forget, this is a very heated rivalry. So, you know, the Celtics, this goes all the way back to the Kevin Garnett, Paul Pierce, Ray Allen years. So I think the Celtics are going to embrace that underdog role as well as the history of the rivalry. And hey, maybe another surprise in the weeks ahead.
Well, let's go right back to the top and say bang, 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 bang. Let's go Celtics. Shira Springer, sports and society reporter for WBUR. Thanks for speaking to Morning Edition.
Thanks for having me.